This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
By the way, apparently Katy Perry has responded to the JonBenet Ramsey Curtspiracy, and she didn't say no.
Right.
Have you spent any time watching the AI video in which they proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that Katy Perry is actually JonBenet Ramsey?
I haven't seen that video, but okay. I have been on this. This conspiracy has been going on for quite some time.
So she responded on social media with two words, and they were, "Am I?" As if she might not know whether she is actually JonBenet Ramsey. I'm just saying.
Oh. Yeah.
All right.
Was she also working as a custodian in a foreign country?
She may have been. Are you talking about Frank, who is actually Jim Morrison Curtis?
Right.
When does that doc come out?
It's out.
Oh, okay.
It's out. It's on Apple. speaking of things you can watch this show every day on YouTube or on Twitch. And good morning and hello to those who do. Before heading off to work or heading off to drop the kids off at school or what have. And this show on Twitch every day is presented by Springer's Jewelers. There are three locations you can visit. One is in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and the others are in Portland, Maine, and in Bath, Maine. And you can visit springersjewelers.com to learn more. And a couple leads left, and then we're going to get to They Said It at 7:20. And we'll listen to Nikita Zadorov try to clean things up a little bit over there in the Bruins dressing room yesterday. But, Wiggy, your lead this morning?
All right, good morning. So I got a PSA plus a lead. So my first off, the PSA, fellas, make sure, it doesn't matter how old you are nowadays, make sure that you go get your screening done for your colon cancer. I got my colonoscopy today.
This is the second one this week for you.
Second one this week. No, second one.
Uh-huh. Is it being administered by a doctor?
It is by a doctor. Okay, yes. Good. Yeah. So
I know
told
you really love the colonoscopy.
Yeah. I want to make sure there's no issues at all.
How do you
all
feel about the home screening?
The home screening.
Dr. Diana had me do the home screening.
No,
it's kind of a weird thing.
Yeah. You got to go.
I feel bad for the UPS guy.
Yeah. Definitely
on the home test. But
one of the great office scenes ever is when Michael brings Oscar in to ask him about what he should expect in his colonoscopy.
Yes.
Yeah. And he said, any sensations for me or Dr. Chaudhry?
No home screening.
It's kind of a weird, like Dr. Diana sent me the home screen thing.
No.
Well, no, because you can do that.
Right.
You don't have to go in for a colonoscopy I've already had a colonoscopy.
Okay, so that's good.
But that was quite some time ago.
Oh, well, you got to get another one.
You can stay up to date with it with the home test.
The home test doesn't work. It's inaccurate. The best way to do it is going every several years.
How old do you start?
I was thinking of submitting a sample from Bullet. Is that okay?
No.
Yeah, I don't think that'll work.
Also, they will admit you.
Also, we did the DNA test thing on Bullet. bullet. Do you think you get the accurate information on the dog breed, or do you think they just send the same response to everybody? Was like, bullet came from a shelter in Georgia, and there's like, he's like five different things, like including Chow Chow.
Yeah,
I do not recommend it. We did that with Pudge, and it was totally inaccurate.
Well, we did it. We got the results back the other day. It was mostly like Golden Retriever, and there was another thing that's like American Super Mutt or something. Like, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, that isn't a mutt, just a bunch of other breeds.
But anyway.
So Bullet has bad gambling advice?
Yeah. Curtis, you should start in your mid to late 30s if you have any history.
Okay.
Or,
well, but Curtis is in his 40s.
But I'm generally, 41. They say 40s is where you go, and then it's
if your biological clock is 82.
Yeah, then I would definitely hit one up.
You can't eat or drink it this
morning,
right?
No, I've been on my medication for like the last 24 hours. So,
all right, your lead?
So my lead is this. People stop. They need to stop complaining about the NIL thing. I know Shime talked about the SEC, and then we talked about some NILs with college basketball and college football. And I look at the NILs as simply this, because people are like, oh, these kids are going to get more money here. They're going to get more money there. When do you ever hear people complaining about themselves getting new jobs because they want a pay raise? So can we stop with the people complaining about the NILs? These are just kids trying to take advantage of the opportunity that they have nowadays in college sports to make themselves some money. And if they can make themselves some money at a different location, then that's what they're going to do. I would say this, for the colleges that can, do your best to try to get as many donors and supporters that you can to try to, you know, get some of those players that will make you competitive. And I understand that it's, you know, it's an unfair playing kind of surface when it comes to the NILs, because some schools have more money than others. But that's just the nature of the beast, because they talked about that with not seeing as many Cinderella teams. But that's what happens in today's society when people want to try to make a better living for themselves.
Okay. All right, Wiggy. Thank you very much.
You got it.
We spent a lot of time yesterday on the Boston Bruins and on what is going on internally with that hockey team. And so of interest to me yesterday was a podcast which is called The Sick Podcast. We need more podcasts, Curtis.
Amen.
Pierre Maguire, the great Pierre Maguire, was on it and spoke a little bit about the dark cloud that he says has been hanging over the Boston Bruins since the Jeremy Swayman holdout.
That, to me, based on what we saw Zadorov say, seems to me like this is a player trying to win back his teammates. I'm not saying that he's lost the room or there's this huge divide or anything, but as you've been saying all season, that holdout was a dark cloud over this team, and it still is based on what we just saw there.
Yeah, no, it is. It is. And people aren't going to like that take, but this is what we talked about in the summer in July when it was going off the rails. We talked about it in August when it was going off the rails. We definitely talked about it in September. And we also said as a group, you and I, that if he's not at the start of training camp, this is going to be a big problem for this team. Mm-hmm. And you can go look at the tapes if you don't believe me. And here's what I know. When it mattered the most, the last 12 games, that team's record is 3-8-1. Mm-hmm. When it mattered the most, their record is 3-8-1.
Okay, so is it fair to put any and all of the issues that the Bruins have had this season on Jeremy Swayman and on that holdout?
No, I put it squarely on Sweeney and Cam. Yep. Get the deal done, and then there would be no holdout.
I don't think that you can put all of it on Jeremy Swayman, but I do think that where there's smoke, there's fire there. And if you go back all the way to Marchand, and I don't want to go down this road again, but him, the comments he made during Jeremy's holdout and then the way in which Jeremy has performed this season. Yeah, I mean, I understand Curtis also saying he only missed one game, but he missed an entire preseason where all the conditioning happens, all of the built relationships with players happen. Yeah. I think that shouldn't go unnoticed.
Yeah, but that's on Sweeney and Cam for not getting the deal done.
The bigger issue,
if it's on the players, you know what? I'm glad I'm not a hockey player, because it sounds like to me they're a bunch of spiteful, hating ass bitch asses when it comes to their teammates.
Agreed.
The fact that you would sit there and be upset with your teammate who's trying to put himself in a better financial future.
But what if all you have known as a Bruins player has been guys who are willing to do take a little less because it's the right thing for the
Pasta
team?
Pasta got $11 million, yeah. And he's played great.
Well, and why is it Zadorov that's making comments? He came here in free agency where he got a massive contract. Why is he bitching at all?
And the Marchand thing also would actually have a little bit of weight if he turned down the same rate or less to maintain his place on the Bruins. He wanted a raise.
And Greg,
so in what way does he have any... I mean, this solidifies to me that Pasta, Swayman, and others were on one side, and Marchand, the captain, was on another side.
And Greg, this is 2025, and when you watch the Celtics, when you watch Celtic City, this has been going on forever, where even in Celtic City, when I think it was Sat Sanders said, oh, Red don't want to pay nobody. Guys,
Red only wanted to pay one guy.
Right, and that was Cousy.
Yeah.
And maybe Russell. So guys have known since the dawn of day that they are fighting to get money as players against the organization. So I'm always going to have my teammates back when it comes to that.
And also, Greg, it'd be one thing if this was like a Deshaun Watson kind of deal. That is a standalone dumb decision by the Browns, and there was no other teams that followed suit. Linus Ullmark, we learned yesterday, or relearned, signed immediately after this for the exact annual value that Swayman did. He set the market for another player on another team. Cam Neely was the one who was publicly creating a bigger issue out of this, calling out the goaltender instead of getting the deal done.
This is Jim from Weymouth. Hey, Jim.
Why is the blame going on Swayman for his holdout and not Swayman's agent?
Good question.
Well, the agent acts in
response
to the player.
Last time I checked, Swayman doesn't negotiate his own contracts. It's his agent.
Yeah, but if Swayman wanted to take less, he could just say, hey, take whatever contract they're offering.
Right.
So the agent just does what Swayman tells him to do.
Or I'm going to go out there and play and practice until you get the deal done. But I told you, I blame Sweeney and Neely. Because if you get the deal done, this is not an issue because he shows up on time. Then this doesn't rear its ugly head in the locker room.
Yeah.
Brad Marchand doesn't say what he says, and everybody's happy. Yeah. But because you try to penny pinch, like most organizations do, in all of sports, and don't want to pay guys and give them their fair market value,
then you end up with a goaltender who has no recourse but to hold out.
That's all you can
do. Guys who are jealous that he... I'm assuming they're jealous that he got his money and they don't think he lived up to the money that he got or whatever. All right.
I mean, if you're jealous, that's just dumb.
All right. Those are our leads this morning. We're going to get to They Said It coming up, and we will hear from Nikita Zadorov, who is trying to clean things up a little bit over there, among other things. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Patriots have their receiver. They signed Stephon Diggs to a 3-year, $69 million deal, $26 million of that guaranteed. Elsewhere in the league, Russell Wilson is heading to the Giants on a 1-year deal worth up to $21 million. So the Giants now have Russ and Jameis Winston. The Red Sox sweep in Mexico, winning their second game 12-8. Happy opening day eve. The Sox now in Texas to take on the Rangers tomorrow at 4:05.
Curtis, Marcelo Meyer continues to rake. How long can you wait on that man?
Well, I hope he's in Worcester on Friday for Jones and Keith.
I guess you can wait until May or maybe June, but get the man up here for crying out loud.
Yeah, I don't want to waste a year of service time, though, because then you lose it on the back end of the arbitration year. So.
Okay, well, Will Middlebrooks on this show tomorrow at 8:20 and Sam Kennedy at 9. On opening day for Major League Baseball.
The Celtics in Arizona to take on the Suns tonight. Tip is at 10. Xavier Tillman is out while Jason Tatum is listed as doubtful. Both the Seas and Suns riding win streaks. The Seas with 6 and the Suns with 4. The Bruins taking the ice at the same time. They're in Anaheim to take on the Ducks at 10. And for the love of mouth-watering tender roast, hurry into Shaw's and Star Market. Right now, B5 round roast or bottom round roast is just $3.97 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Wiggs, I can't think of a single time where... players on a team have complained about another player holding out for money other than this?
Yeah, I didn't even think it was possible.
I was just trying to rack my brain about Patriots or other guys.
Never.
I can't think.
A guy might get money and you go, man, I can't believe him. They gave him that money. But you say that with your circle of friends.
Right.
You
say that with a text thread. You just don't send it to Yemen.
Anytime a guy wants money, and like, so if I'm Brad Marchand and they're saying, oh, Swayman's holding out to get his money, I'm there to support him and say, hey, he's got to do what he's got to do to secure his future.
Well, right. What do you say to this texter from Vermont, it looks like, who says hockey is about culture, it's not an individual sport. Wiggy's take is extremely individualistic.
Well, if hockey is about culture and it's not an individual sport, then why are they so worried about everybody else's money?
And why didn't Marchand take less to stay?
When the culture in the dressing room for how we're going to play the game, how we're going to go out there and compete, how we're going to compete in practice is great. But you should never, never at any sport concern yourself in a negative way with your teammate who's trying to financially secure the bag for his future. And if you that's the most selfish thing you could do.
Okay, and I realize I'm on an island on this, and I'm fine with it. I don't want to anger anybody. But Jeremy Swayman was holding out.
Yes.
For over $11 million. Wasn't what Cam told you that they were in on eight almost from the get-go? Is that maybe what is, and I'm just asking the question, is that maybe what is upsetting other players that he wanted $11
million? Well, so remember I believe the reporting was, it came out that they originally offered him like 6.5 or 6.25.
Spittin' Chicklets, I think, had that.
Yeah, I believe you're correct. And then we heard about Swayman countering with 10. Because he was like, if you're going to lowball me, I'm going to go super high. And what do you know? They ended up meeting in the middle.
Yeah, and I made a mistake. I didn't ask for more money to do the weather. 35 degrees, mostly cloudy, afternoon high of 48.
All right, they said it. Next.